Recording. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the Joint Afro-African Statement Drafting Team call taking place on Thursday, 31st of May 2018 at 1400 UTC. On our call today on the English channel, we have Barack Otieno, Daniel Nangaka, Abdul Karim Oloyede, Baran Donde, Aisha Hamid, Dave Kisondoyal, Hadia Elminiabi, Mutageki Cliff. And on the French channel, we have Tijani Benjema. We have received an apology from Heidi Ulrich. And from staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Yeshim Nazar. Our French interpreters today are Camilla and Jacques. And before we start, as always, I would like to remind everyone to state your names, please, before speaking, not only for the transcription, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. And one final reminder for those who are on the phone bridge, please use star 6 to mute your lines and star 7 to unmute. And apologies for the technical issues, and back to you, Barack. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yeshim, and all the staff and interpreters for making this meeting possible. I also want to thank all the participants on the call that have managed to create time for this important meeting. And the agenda was availed on the wiki, and we've already had some discussion on the mailing list prior to this call, which has been a response to the items that were listed to the agenda. So as most of you will recall, in the ICANN meeting that took place in Abu Dhabi, we did present a statement on the General Data Protection Regulation, but even after presentation of the statement, we felt that there was need to improve on this particular statement. In the run-up or preparation to ICANN 62, there was also a request from AFRALO members that we need to revisit the GDPR issue based on its importance, not only internationally, but also to the African region. And so that's why we are having this call, so that we can be able to consolidate our comments or positions, which will hopefully be presented in our monthly meeting that is coming up next month. So the reference document or reference point that we are going to use is the statement that we presented on 1st of November 2017 in the ICANN 16 meeting in Abu Dhabi. So I hope all of you have taken time to look at that particular document. In the interest of time, I'm not going to read through the document because it is also on the wiki, but I am going to mention some of the comments that have been made by participants on this list. Tijani raised very important issues that we need to pay attention to, and given that he's on the call, I would request that he also speaks to the importance of some of the issues that he has raised. And I've also seen comments from Abdul Karim, Dave, and Hadia. So I will quickly open the floor to members so that we can just go ahead and highlight on some of the issues that we've already posted on the mailing list.
Barack, this is Yeshim speaking. We have two raised hands. The first one is Hadia, and the second one is Tijani.
Okay. I can go in order of the hands that have been raised. You may give the floor to Hadia.
So, hello, everyone. And, of course, I was not part of the first statement that was posted in November. I read it thoroughly, and it's a very interesting and important statement. However, many parts of it don't stand anymore because things have changed since then quickly and rapidly. So if you allow me, I would comment quickly on and not like on everything, but just highlight a few points. To start with, I think now we should be, as Tijani mentioned also before, that now that ICANN has a compliant interim WHOIS model, I think we should be addressing this. One thing also I think that we need to be addressing is, and I think it relates directly to us, do we want the proposed new model to be applied globally as opposed to having purely an EU jurisdictional reach and to companies as opposed to just individuals? Since it is up to the registries and registrars to apply the new WHOIS globally or only within EU jurisdictional reach, do we as an African community find it in our best interest to apply the GDPR-compliant WHOIS database and service globally? Or are we fine with the current situation where you will have two models, one for the people protected by the GDPR and another for the rest, bearing in mind that this is a sort of fragmentation to the WHOIS? So I think this is one of the things that should be addressed in our statement. Another thing also, we can see, for example, that UK has a different model where... with regard to the access of information. So you have, for example, law enforcement agency able to access all registry data free of charge, while, for example, right owners access the data. Yeah.
Hadia, apologies for interrupting. I'm so sorry, but you are speaking super fast, and it's really hard for our interpreters. So... you could please lower your speed.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Okay. So basically what I was saying, that among the things I believe that our statement should include is since it's up to the registries and registrars to apply the new WHOIS globally or only within EU jurisdictional reach, do we as an African community find it in our best interest to apply the GDPR, the new WHOIS compliant model and service globally, or we find, or are we fine with having two models? One for the people who are protected by the GDPR and another for the rest, which includes us. And this is a kind of fragmentation of the WHOIS. Also with regard to the access of data, do we want to say something about the access of data? For example, we have the .UK model where law enforcement could have access to all data free of charge while right owners access certain data with charge. They don't have access to the registrant's name and addresses. So I think these are things that are relevant to us and could be included. Going back to the statement that was put forward in November, I see some paragraphs like, for example, the second paragraph, I think, which says, many African countries lack data protection or requisite privacy legislation. The few that do use a diverse set. I'm not sure that we need such a kind of paragraph because we are actually putting forward a statement on the WHOIS and the GDPR. In order to put such a statement referring to our countries and put words like a few and majority and many, I believe that this requires from us to be totally aware of the data legislations in most, if not all, of the African countries. I know that there are some articles or published data that says, for example, that 23 out of 55 nations have fast-drafted personal privacy laws. But I'm not sure that we actually should go into this, you know, how many have, how many don't, because we are not really sure. So I think such a paragraph doesn't really, is not really necessary and doesn't really add much. That's my personal view. And I'll stop here and listen to the comments of the others. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Hadia. Can we have Tijani?
Yes. Hello, everyone. Tijani speaking. First of all, I would like to remind everyone of the objective of the Afro-Luo-Africa-ICAN joint meeting and joint statement. It is mainly to make the African community opinion heard and to make our community have a say on topics discussed in ICAN. And we do that to have visibility, to have credibility, and also to influence and to impact the decision making in ICAN. So this should be always our target. If we have this target, we will know what kind of statement and what kind of topic we have to address. For this case, we wanted to treat again the compliance of the WHOIS resistant data with the GDPR, which we already addressed in Abu Dhabi. But from Abu Dhabi to now, things have much evolved. And now we have a temporary specification, which is an interim model, an interim policy model for ICAN to have the compliance with GDPR. And this is now adopted by the board, and this is now, and this entered into effect starting 25 of May. So this is a fact now. And I think that our interest is to address this document, is to discuss this document, and to see what the African community can say about it. This is important because you will say it is already adopted and it is in effect, so what will be our influence on the decision? This temporary requirement will be reviewed every, I think, 9 months or something like this. So what we will do during this meeting, what we will write in our statement may have an effect on the review, on the next review. So I think that if we address this document, we will have visibility, because people will speak about it, because it is our subject and ICAN now. We will have credibility because we are contributing in the policy of ICAN, and we may have an impact on the decision 9 months later. I forgot to write in my email that this temporary requirement is not complete. It is complete, but there is something which is missing, which is the accreditation model that we never agreed on one so far. We have now a proposal, a joint proposal from IPC and the business constituency, so the Internet Property constituency and the business constituency. Together, they presented a model. And the model have evolved. Now we are at the version 5, I think. Okay. We need also to read this and to address it, because this should go with the temporary requirement. So we have, in my point of view, two reference documents. The temporary requirement, I sent the link, and the fifth version of the accreditation model of the IPC and BC. This is my point of view, and it is up to you to adopt it or not. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. Do we have anyone else on the line?
Daniel for the record. Can I say something?
Yes, Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel for the record speaking. I think in respect to what Tijani has mentioned, I would say that I would suggest that we rethink the new document to outline the real current issues regarding the GDPR. First of all, we have seen a number of countries coming up with their compliance statements, and I believe that gives us a metric as far as the GDPR's impact in Africa is. Then secondly, we have seen also the GDPR affecting some of the working groups within ICANN. For example, the GNSORDS, which was, I think, like made, if I may be wrong, to say shield, but the activities are not happening. And the African participation in the adoption of the interim model is not highlighted so much. We don't have like any update on how new members from Africa have contributed towards the interim model that was produced by ICANN. I think also that should be highlighted in the new statement. Thank you. Back to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Daniel, for the comments and feedback. Any other person that would like to speak? Either on WebEx or on the bridge?
Barak, this is Yeshim speaking. Hadia's hand is still up. Not sure if it's an old or a new hand.
Okay, Hadia, would you like to make a comment?
It's an old hand.
She just lowered. Yep.
Okay, thank you. Any other person that wants to speak with on the call? Okay, I would wish to propose this as the way forward, but I am open to suggestions from you. First of all, I want to agree with Tijani and Hatia and even Daniel, who have all spoken that since the last meeting that we had in Abu Dhabi, a lot of water has gone under the bridge. Things have changed, and therefore, we need to change our statement to reflect the current issues or the current needs. Looking at our mailing list, I've also seen interesting proposals or comments from different members. I would wish to request that we add our comments or we give our inputs in the Google document that was shared by Sarah so that we make sure that we capture it as you would desire it to be captured. And after that, what we will do is that we will change the statement to reflect current trends or current the current need insofar as the African stakeholders or African participants in ICANN would wish to raise their voice regarding the GDPR. And before we have our monthly meeting, we will have presented that we will have gone through the draft, all of us. If there are things that we need to correct, we will have corrected them so that we can be able to present something during our monthly meeting. I don't know whether that suggestion is in order. Quick reactions from members. Thank you. I've noted your comment, Hadia. Tijani, would you want to say anything?
I say I agree with you.
Okay. If we are in agreement, then I think I would say let us proceed as agreed. Let's post our comments on the Google Doc, and then we will make sure that we have a common position before, at least 2 days before the monthly meeting. With that, I think I would wish to say that the next item on the agenda, Yeshim, can you put the agenda back on the screen again?
Sure. Here you are.
Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda was situational analysis on the impact of the GDPR on African countries. We've received useful comments on the mailing list, and most of you have also talked about it during the call. So I don't think we will spend more time on this. I think we will move to any other business. So any other business? Barak?
Hello, yes, Barak, this is Sylvia.
Yes, please.
Just with regard to the statement, as you know, as we are preparing the agendas and the documents to be translated, please take into account that it takes about 1 week for translation services, the professional translation services of ICANN to provide services. So if you want the statement translated into French, it would need to be received by June 11th because everybody on the translation services won't be able to cope with the extreme demands of documents. And they won't be able to provide the statement if provided after that week of the June 11th. So, for example, for June, maximum that week, because June 18th, they are traveling and they won't be able to provide service. Okay? Thank you.
That is noted with thanks. Fatimata, you have something to say?
Hello, this is Fatimata. I just wanted to say that I concur with what you said. It's too bad because I can't really participate as much as I could because I'm in something I can't explain right now. But I'm all with you, and I agree with what Tijani said and Hadja. I listened to all of you, and I just said that you made a good move in suggesting what you said. And finally, the last speaker who spoke, I couldn't hear much. Thank you. That's all I
Okay. Understand. Thank you, Fatimata. Basically, the suggestion was whatever we do, it has to be ready before 11 so that it can be taken for translation. And I think we are in agreement. Please make sure you add your comments to the Google Doc so that Hadia, myself, and Sarah can make sure that by 4th we have a final draft which will be presented in the monthly meeting.
Barak?
Yes, Tijani?
I have my hand raised. So,
yes,
I want to say that I have listened to Hadia speaking about do we as African community want the compliance with GDPR applied to all data or only to data out of Europe? If we speak about that, we are speaking about our registrar and registry only, because those are the parties who are collecting, processing, transferring, etc. data. So should we make a recommendation for our registrar, African registrar? Is it that the intent? We have to be clear that we don't have control on the data collector, the data processor, etc. But we may have a recommendation to African ones. But I think that this is not the main of our statement. The main of our statement should be a comment or a point of view on the temporary specification and the accreditation model, because those will be the main thing that will be discussed in ICANN, and that will affect all registry and registrars without exception. So we need first to have a comprehension of those documents and to comment on them without being very, very concerned about how in Africa, because we don't, if we have a potential number of registrants, yes, you're right, but we have only six or seven registrants and only one or two registries. So I think that the focus should be on the document, on the on the two documents, and to have strong comments on them. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. That is not a response. Any other comments before we conclude the call?
Barak, this is Yashim. Hadia's hand is up.
Yes, Yashim. Sorry, Hadia, please go ahead.
Yes, Barak, thank you. And thank you, Tijani, for your comments. I totally agree with you that the temporary certification and accreditation model should be our priority when drafting this statement. However, when I was mentioning what we as an African community want, whether it would be applied globally or only in the EU jurisdiction areas, I was referring to us as end users. I was referring to the registrants. I was referring to what end users and registrants would like to see. And I was not referring to it as like the main part of the statement, but as something I believe we need to mention. If we as users or registrants think that we would like to have equal privacy rights, then I believe we should mention it. And it doesn't have to be in the form of a recommendation to registries or registrars. It's just to express what we would like to have and see. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Hadia. Any other comments? It seems there's no other comments. Welcome, Sarah. Sarah had said that she was on a parallel call, which she needed to attend, but we'll be able to bring her up to speed after the call. Any other comments? I believe it's a good time to end the call. We've taken the least time possible, which is good as well.
Yes. Sylvia, from the staff. Just one final request as well regarding the agenda for the meeting, and especially with regards to the persons you want to invite as the speakers at the meeting.
Okay.
If you would be so kind to please let us know as soon as possible, actually, so we can start up. We are posting the agendas this week and next week, and then we'll start inviting especially the VIPs, you know, people that are actually very busy, and the sooner they know, they can put it in their calendar. So I will note that as an action item for this team, please, to get back to me with the names of the speakers and the agenda. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that. I think I will take that up with the AFRALO chair, Mohammed. We may not be in a position to do that in this call, but by the time we have the monthly meeting, I believe we should have a better position on the same issue. So, but thank you for reminding us on the same. We'll make sure we follow that up. So with that, I want to thank you all for making time for the call once again. Please make sure that you post your comments on the Google Doc. I'm making an appeal once again. Sarah, please add Cliff to the Google Doc. He would also like to comment, cliff@isoc.ug. Any other person that is not on the Google Doc, Sarah can give you the permission. We hope to consolidate all these comments by at least by Monday. Monday, I'm just checking the date. Monday will be 4th June, and we do hope that by Tuesday, 5th June, we will have a final draft that we can present to the AFRALO monthly meeting. So with that, thank you very much, and have a good rest of the day.
Thank you all. this meeting is now adjourned. Bye. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you.